From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and you might want to grab a snack, because in this hour, we're serving up some of our favorite games that have to do with food. It's like the Hunger Games, except with fewer violent murders and more terrible puns. And joining me on this culinary puzzle adventure is the man who's always cooking with fire, our one-man house band, Jonathan Coulton.
Yes, and Ophira, I have to apologize for it being so hot in here. I don't know why I brought my grill.
Are you a barbecuer? Is that why you have travel with your grill and guitar?
I'm always cooking with fire, so I need to have my grill with me at all times. That's right.
Do you have a favorite food, like something that someone would make you on a special occasion?
Oh, yeah, like my go-to special food?
Yeah, your go-to special food.
Yeah, cereal.
Cereal. Oh, like are you a special cereal, like some handmade muesli with almond milk or something like that?
No, just breakfast cereal out of a box. Any kind of box cereal is fine. It's delicious. It's honestly the perfect way to start a day.
Oh, yeah, just right out of the box. Breakfast of champions.
That's right. And it's also a perfect way to start a show, which is why we have dug way back into our archives to bring you something from our Raw pilot season.
Ooh, Raw.
Raw. Puzzle guru Noah Tarno leads us in a poetic game called Breakfast Cereal Haikus.
We have Adam Hussein.
Hello.
And Carla DeVries.
Hello.
So, Carla, I am told through my intense research department that you work at the Met Museum. That is my favorite job on the planet that I could imagine.
Yes.
So, what do you do at the Met?
I work on the jewelry that goes in the gift shop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Fun.
Everyone's like, ooh, what's your discount? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And what's your favorite thing about working at the Met? Do you get to go behind the scenes?
Or? I do. Lots of behind the scenes. I've gotten to touch real artwork.
I thought you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not, but behind the scenes,
you
everyone's
can do whatever
touching
you want.
Things.
Everyone's like licking.
Yeah.
Have you ever licked Van Gogh's ear before? Amazing. And Adam Hussein. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Now, I'm really into this idea that you have a crazy hobby.
I do. I do aerial dance. There's a workout space in Bushwick called House of Yes where I go, and it's a 3 stories high ceiling, and we attach fabric to the ceiling and climb up. It's a great workout, and occasionally I get to fall from the top, rolling down and dancing up there.
That sounds crazy. Do you have a special move, like that's the Adam Hussein move?
Yes, the double ankle drop.
So oh, yeah, I'm familiar.
You just... You wrap both your ankles together and you just sort of let go like you were in a bungee cord, but you're just sort of snapping back.
Good. You guys are you're risk takers, which makes you good quiz people. Especially for this next quiz, because it is about haikus, or has to do with haikus.
Adam and Carla, I don't know if either of you have ever studied at a Shinto temple in Japan.
Who hasn't?
But if you have, it might come in handy. Because this game is called Breakfast Cereal Haiku. If you know or if you don't know, a haiku is a classic Japanese-style poem of 3 lines, exactly 17 syllables. 5, 7, and 5. Now, I am going to read to you some haiku about various breakfast cereals. For each one, all you have to do is name the cereal brand. For example, trio of spokes imps, a most loquacious breakfast when you pour on milk. Ophira?
Ding.
Yes?
That would be Rice Krispies.
That would be Rice Krispies.
Who doesn't know their spokes imps?
Who doesn't know their spokes imps?
Snap, crackle,
who doesn't
and pop?
Know what loquacious means? So basically, that's it. Contestants, ring in when or if you know the answer. Whoever gets more right moves on to our Ask Me One More final round. A scoop of dried fruit. A second scoop of dried fruit. Plus... digestive flakes. I believe it was Carla.
Raisin bran?
Raisin bran is correct. Well done. All right, next one. Yellow, pillow-shaped. Spokesperson from the high seas. Rubs the palate raw. Yes, Carla again.
Captain Crunch?
I'm going to give it to you. It's Cap'n
oh,
Crunch.
Cap'n.
But we will give you
trying to
Captain
enunciate.
Crunch. He's not really a captain. Next one. Petite crunchy rings. Flavored with insect products plus edible seeds. Was it Carla Ophira?
It was Adam.
It was Adam this time. Adam.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Honey Nut Cheerios, yes. It's a honey of an O. not ordinary, and the symbol for thousand, hawked to dieters. Yes, Adam.
Special K?
Special K, indeed. Fiend in a black cape. I want to see if Carla can get this.
Count Chocula?
Count Chocula is right! That one's not quite a haiku, it's a high. It's just the first line. All right. Based on candy bar. Really?
That was Adam.
Adam.
Reese's Peanut Butter Crunch?
It's not really what it's called, but we're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Reese's Puffs, they are called. We will give it to you. Based on candy bar, chocolate and jelly's pal.
All right, I should mention right now that the score is tied.
It is tied.
When it comes to cereals, we know what's going on.
Yes.
That's right.
We have a cereal situation.
Scary neon hues. Green and some weird shade of orange. What fruit looks like this? Carla.
Apple Jacks?
Apple Jacks is right. That means in a very close game, Carla wins.
Yeah, Carla,
well done.
And sticking with our theme, if I said Natalie Portman toast, you might think that I'm ordering brunch at one of those celebrity-themed restaurants, because that dish, I believe, would be a small portion, but so adorable.
Adorable toast, yes. And what you are actually referring to is a game that we've devised that has to do with a fancy French word, portmanteau.
Oh.
And what is a portmanteau, you ask? Well, it is, of course, a word sandwich.
A word sandwich?
A kind of a word sandwich, yeah.
We'll let our VIP comedian Liz Winstead explain, and she will provide some of her own homemade examples, along with our puzzle guru, Will Hines. Let's say hello to our next two contestants, Diane Nora and Jim Quinlan. Liz, we know you're a huge word fan. In your essays, you like to make up portmanteaus, which is where you combine two words to make a new word, like smog, which combines smoke and fog.
I did not make that up.
No, your words are much funnier, like anticipointment.
Yes, anticipointment. That's a really good word. That is when, basically, it happens a lot on those entertainment shows that are on in the evening. Does Tom Cruise have an affair with John Travolta? And then they come back from commercial, it's like, no, not at all. That actually is not what's happening. And you're like, wow, that disappointment of that was really intense.
So, well, you've inspired us to make up our own kind of portmanteaus, and this game is called Natalie Portman Toast. Because we're asking you to combine a famous figure's name with a food item. Hooray! Puzzle Girl Will Hines, can you please give us an example?
I can. So, contestants, if I said, this star of the 40-year-old virgin greatly enjoys putting a vinegary condiment on his hot dogs, the answer would be Steve Carell-ish. Which is Steve Carell plus relish.
So remember, it's the famous person's name first, and then the last syllable of the person's name will blend into the food item. Quoth the author of the poem The Raven, make my traditional New Orleans sandwich on French bread with fried shrimp and oysters. Diane.
Edgar Allan Poe boy.
That is correct. It's a fried dream within a breaded dream.
Buried underneath your floorboards. Though she may dress in raw meat, the flamboyant singer of Poker Face favors this cold tomato-based Spanish vegetable soup.
Lady Gaga Spacho.
Why, yes it is.
Well done, Jim. After this man wrote the musical Phantom of the Opera, he celebrated with a tortilla wrap filled with meat, beans, and rice. Jim.
Angel Lloyd Webberito.
Yes, that is right. The music of the nachos is a side dish that goes with that.
All right, The number of times a day you can see this actor play Lenny Briscoe on reruns of Law & Order is about how many layers there are in this sweet Mediterranean pastry made from phyllo dough and honey.
Diane.
Jerry or baklava?
Yes! Nice!
This Grammy winner might be the only person who adds black-eyed peas to this fruit salad made from coconut, pineapple, mandarin oranges, and mini marshmallows.
Did you have hippie parents, both of you?
I did not.
No.
That's a problem.
Health-conscious parents?
They enjoy ambrosia.
Yeah.
They do.
They do enjoy ambrosia.
And then would they enjoy any of the song stylings?
You did
away. It. You did it. Diane?
Will I ambrosia?
There's no I in team. There's no I in team.
They just hugged.
This actor promised Optimus Prime he wouldn't let the Decepticons get hold of the recipe for this French stew made with braised beef in red wine.
Shia LaBouillon?
Marge, no.
Diane, no, that is incorrect.
Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf Bourguignon!
I don't eat meat.
Beauf Bourguignon!
Diane doesn't eat meat, so she wants to be excused from the beef questions. Well, Will, how'd it work out?
This is very close, but our winner is Diane.
Diane, congratulations. That was a tight game and a hard one. Huge round of applause for these two contestants. After the break, we'll play one of my favorite games where we use authentic Yelp reviews to quiz Bon Appetit's editor-in-chief Adam Rappaport on how the 99% eats. Plus, we'll make Jonathan Coulton's music food dreams come true. So stick around for the dessert menu.